Way of the Warrior, your MMA show.
10 seconds.
He rolls into it.
Wow, he might get it. Take it.
Way of the Warrior.
One of his legs could fight at welterweight, I'm sure.
Probably.
Roll mount, here's some ground, and pound by O'Gara.
I think the first 2 minutes were everything we thought it was going to be, and then after that, it was the surprise of the night.
If it happens in MMA, you hear about it here. Your MMA show, Way of the Warrior.
It is Way of the Warrior, Eric Hulcrin, along with Ken Evans, covering everything in the world of mixed martial arts. UFC on Fox this weekend, flying a little bit under the radar as everyone's getting excited for next weekend's Jones and Cormier fight. That said, some amazing fights on this card. And joining us right now, kicking off the main card on Big Fox, taking on Thomas Almeida, Jimmy Rivera is joining us. Jimmy, how are you?
I'm doing good, man. How's everything going with you?
Dude, everything is awesome. I am so excited for you for this weekend because, and you retweeted this, and I think this kind of sums up what's going on, that this fight between you and Thomas Almeida is a little bit under the radar, and I think it's my life's goal to make sure more people pay attention this weekend because since you've arrived in the UFC, I mean, obviously prior to that, you've been like a one-man wrecking machine. What's it like being you right now heading into this fight on Big Fox, kicking off the main card?
I mean, I'm super excited. I'm looking forward to this fight. I mean, Almeida is a tough opponent, but he stays in the pocket. He doesn't run, and I'm looking forward to getting that finish.
Yeah, he's really kind of the perfect, and I'm sure that's why you called him out. He's really the perfect opponent for you to continue your run towards the title, right?
Yeah, for sure. It's going to help me either get a title shot or boost me to get another one contender shot.
Yeah, and what's really fascinating about watching you is all of this excitement around you, and you still seem like, and again, we're following you anecdotally. We follow you on social. We follow you on wherever. You still seem like a super grounded dude who it's really hard not to be fired up to see you succeed. What is it about this game when some people end up, let's say, not being so likable and affable, and people like you just kind of embrace the whole thing and become people that you just want to gravitate towards and talk to?
I think it all, you know, how depends on how the person's brought up and what they've done in their life. I mean, I've been training MMA since I was 9 with Tiger Showmans, and been doing it ever since. I've been with Tiger Showmans since 9 years old, and it kind of brought me out of the way to be humble, but now I've come in the UFC be a lot more confident in what I say and speak my mind more, and really just kind of roll with the punches. I mean, everybody, there's people that are always going to have their different opinions, and that's fine. They have their opinions, but it's not going to affect the way I believe in myself and the way I think.
And do you think people sometimes, I mean, I just complimented you because we've talked a couple times and you've always been very cool to be on the show, but this week it seems like lots of people have been goading you into calling other people out. Do you feel like that's what the game has become, or in a post Conor McGregor?
I mean, it helps. You need that drama. They want that. They always want that drama, and you got to build fights somehow and build the casual fan, so it's okay to do that. It doesn't bother me at all. If someone's going to talk smack, I'm gladly to give, a piece of my mind, but in a confident way. You know what I mean? Not be too, because at the end of the day, I teach. I have a school on East 23rd Street in New York City. So I got to keep a somewhat professional persona. You know what I mean? I teach from 3 years old all the way up to my oldest student's like 76. So I need to keep it, in some, professional way.
Absolutely. This weekend, taking on Thomas Almeida, on your Instagram, if people follow you on Instagram, they might have seen the video from yesterday where Vienna is saying, you round one RNC. Is that kind of how you see this going down, or you think it's going to go a little bit longer?
Yes. I'm trying to get that fight done as soon as possible, you know what I mean? So I can go and celebrate, enjoy it with my family, and eat some bad food. I'm trying to either really get that knockout, or if he leaves an arm or neck out, I'm trying to take it off. So I'm just looking to get in there and get that finish and put a name out for myself, call out who I want next, and keep moving forward to that belt.
Now, you know, it's obviously not fair or wise to look past your opponent. So I'm going to go back a little bit and say, like, what has this year been like for you? Because your last time in the UFC was in September, an amazing fight against Uriah Faber, obviously. But you were supposed to fight in January. That didn't happen. How have you been kind of making sure that this camp is going as well as it appears, at least digitally, for you with all of that time off?
I mean, I trained with the best. I had great teammates. I cross-trained with the best. I mean, I'm always training. You know, I think that's one of the things that makes me successful is that when I don't even have a fight, I'm training. And when I do have a fight, it's all about come up with game plans and, you know, get in great shape, unbelievable shape. That's the two main things. Like, yo, I mean, I've been through already 2 times, 5-round fights twice in my life. So I think that's the biggest thing. And then as I train, you just get better, you know. They always say as you get older, you get wiser in age. And it's the same thing with training. The years you put in, the better you get. I'm not the same person I was when I first started out my pro career. And I've thrown so much and learned so much, and it's helped a lot. And I got great support from my, you know, my friends and my family and my teammates.
And so how much are you itching to get back in there? Like, what put me in your brain. Like, you haven't fought in the octagon since September. Like, what does that feel like for you, knowing that that will all come to fruition this Saturday night?
I'm excited for you, man. I haven't gotten to fight in almost a year. I'm excited for it. I'm just trying to enjoy it a little bit more, especially being at home. You know what I mean? I'm just trying to soak up and enjoy it more, because last time I fought in home in Jersey, it just, you know, goes by so quick. And you think about, you do all this preparation for like 15 minutes of fighting and like an extra 5 or 10 minutes in the cage.
Right.
You do all this crazy shit, all this preparation, 2 months for literally... you're here from Tuesday to the Saturday, and you leave on Sunday, and you do all this training, all this hours of training for 15 minutes, you know what I mean? Or, you know, in my case, I hope it doesn't last 15 minutes, 2 or 3 minutes, but you do all this, and it's just unbelievable, so I'm trying to enjoy it more and soak it up a little more, especially being close to home.
So, Jimmy, do you like being close to home? Is that helpful to you, or is that a distraction?
Hell yeah, I don't have to get on a plane. I can just drive over. It's great. My friends and family came. I have 2 teammates around the car, too, as well. I mean,
yeah.
It's going to be a huge night for Tiger Showman. It's going to be a huge night. We're going to have a huge crowd. We're super excited. I just can't wait.
Jimmy, as always, a pleasure to talk to you. I know you've got a bunch of these, so I will let you go. It was great to spend some time with you. I cannot wait for this fight. Cannot wait to see your hand raise and see what's next for you. If you do this in, you know, let's say it goes according to plan, you're out in 3 minutes, would you like to squeeze one more in before the end of the year, or would we see you in 18?
If Cody can't fight, then I'll fight TJ for the interim belt, or, you know, let's Cruz and I fight. Let's get that number one contender on. I gotta go in there, focus on Saturday night, gotta get an impressive win. I gotta take it out, whether it's after that, and hopefully get to that fight.
Awesome. Jimmy Rivera joining us again. Cannot wait to see you fighting Saturday night, man. Best of luck to you, and we will talk again soon. And that is Jimmy Rivera taking off. You can find him on Twitter and Facebook by just searching Jimmy Rivera. It is Way of the Warrior. It's your MMA show.